Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Divine Goddess Radio. We are your hosts, Marie Langley
and Beth Jacobson.
And thank you for joining us this evening. Our show is a venue to discuss the many facets of healing, shifting, and spirituality.
And yes, folks, we are on one time a week thus far, Tuesdays from 7 to 8 Central Standard Time in the evening. As of November, we will start back up probably two times, and we might be going up to even three times doing a variety of different shows. We would love if you went to our Facebook page and liked our page, Divine Goddess Radio. We're trying to get our likes up there. If you guys could do that and recommend us to your family, your friends, your coworkers, your neighbors and strangers, we'd appreciate it. We also have a website. You can go to divinegoddessradio.com and see the services that Marie and I have to offer. We do individual sessions, group sessions, corporate sessions. We do it together and we do it individually, readings, and we do goddess parties, and we do the same thing together and individually. We come into your home, we come into school, community, as well as corporate events. So, Marie, is there anything else that I need to say?
Yep. If you'd love to schedule a session with us, you can go to our website, divinegoddessradio.com, and we have links buttons that you can push or
okay. PayPal. We have
the
PayPal.
Energies are getting
PayPal.
To me.
It's PayPal.
I don't know what's coming out.
We have PayPal.
Through PayPal, and you can schedule your readings with us. We do them in person, Skype, or on the phone. And I'm still working on the website. I am putting up our calendar tab, and so you can see where you can find us. Beth is available at a local store, metaphysical store, where she goes in a few times a week. And we have an expo coming up, so look for that exciting
time. But hey, folks, isn't this a big deal? We finally are walking our talk. We have a website now, so I'm so proud of ourselves, so proud of ourselves. Now, before we go to our phenomenal guest here, let's talk about and give the kiddos out there a little FYI, what's going on out there energetically, Marie.
Well, here's what's happening, people. We are in Mercury retrograde. It started on the 4th, and it goes through the 24th or 27th, one of those two. And so Mercury retrograde is all about the redo. So remember, it's a good time to revisit any issues that you may have. It's not a good time to start anything new, but it's always a good time to finish. So Mercury retrograde affects communication, electronics, phones. So if you're finding issues in those areas, that is good old Mercury working its magic. And then we also have full moon tomorrow, plus a lunar eclipse.
Oof.
And that is affecting... again, you've heard us many times talk about how it affects relationships, but all of this is, again, with the retrograde coming in, you know, examining your relationships, letting go of what no longer serves you. Some of us are getting hit a little bit harder, and issues are coming to the forefront so we can examine them, but use the time in a positive way. Use it as a way to clear yourself and move yourself forward, so that by the time retrograde is over, you have a nice stepping stone to your next steps.
And you guys, this is also about looking at self-love issues also. It's not just about external, it's internal relationships. So get rid of the old stories, be done with them, being down on yourself, over and done with. And you want to do that now. So just like Marie said, by the time retrograde is over and done with, you're going to have a new stepping stone, and you have a new way of being. No matter what it is, let it go, let it go, let it go. So I think we've done enough.
Yes.
And you guys, especially keep yourself hydrated. Hydrated, hydrated,
yeah.
Hydrated. And yeah. Be outside as much as possible. You know, we're going to have a long winter, people are saying. So just prepare yourself. My suggestion is if you have a little plastic, put some sand in it, put some dirt in it, put out the ground out there so when it's cold, and those of us who have snow, you're going to be able to put your feet in it during the winter to have that connection with the earth during the summertime that you can put your bare feet on. So start doing it now because I would assume we're going to be getting snow here.
No, don't say that word.
As of December.
As of February for 1 week.
February.
And remember, too, if you have been unusually hungry this past week, and got the munchies and you just feel like eating, that is also an effect of the lunar eclipse. So that should go away soon.
Yeah.
So we're really excited to have our guest on our show today. Tarot is something that I actually, that's how I started my spiritual path way, way, way back in my late teens, and that was the first thing I learned. And so we have on with us today Jennifer Thompson, who's going to be talking about that. Hello, Jennifer, and welcome.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi. Hi, thanks for having me.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. I'm really excited for this topic. There are a lot of people out there, I think, that are very curious if they don't know much about it. So I think this is it's going to be a good show.
Cool. Jennifer, do you want to just, I would say, start off talking about who are you and, you know, talk a little bit about, you know, what do you do, what got you into this, yada, yada, yada.
Sure. Well, I am a third generation psychic medium, so lots and lots of people in my family have generationally passed this on to me. And
ooh,
at a very, very young age, myself and my brother both, he's more of a solid medium, because you know there's a difference between the two.
No!
And
uh-huh.
Yeah, you can be just a medium and not a psychic, or you can actually connect with both. So he doesn't dabble as much in the tarot and things like that as I do. And we, at a very young age, would see spirits. And there were many, many a times where when I was little, I would wake up in the middle of the night and have conversations with guides and spirit and things like that. And my mom would think that it was me and my brother in the room together. And it was actually me having a lovely conversation. And so several times she would wake up and come in to tell me to go back to bed and realize that nobody else was in the room with me. And that's when it just kind of triggered her, because I'm 2 years older than my brother, that we might have had something handed down to us. And so I was pretty lucky that my mom is very empathic and very kind and giving and nurturing. And so she taught us a lot about how to accept energy and how to block energy so that you don't get bombarded and feel overwhelmed at a very young age. And she taught us about our chakras and how to open and how to relax and meditate, and about different gems and things like that that would help us. And, you know, I love amethyst. That's one of my clearing and cleansing stones, and I just adore it. So I was very lucky to grow up with a family that's very open, very open. And I ended up coming into tarot and the understanding of tarot at probably about the age of 10. And yeah, I went to Catholic school, grew up Roman Catholic, and my family is very spiritual. So right after communion, roughly, is kind of when my mom went, okay, you're still kind of sensing things, and I think this would probably be a good outlet for you. And so I was lucky enough to be able to practice with my brother at a young age, and first by kind of learning the cards and understanding what they are, and then by practicing on each other. And then the older I got, I would read for myself. And then when I got to about my early teens is when I decided that I felt as though I would be open to connecting with other people's energy in that way. And that really opened me up, not in a professional sense at that point, but when I got to be about 25, almost 30 years old, is when I decided that I would open up more on a professional avenue and really let people know that I did this. Because it became almost like having a secret. And I don't know if you've ever experienced this or not, but when you're empathic and you're intuitive, if you come into contact with someone's energy and you can sense and feel something on them, it's very hard to not release and let go and let them know. If you hold it inside, it becomes stifled, and then you actually become depressed and sick and, you know, upset and anxious and things like that. So I kind of had to do it. There was no other way. I just had to. So my relief was through tarot, because it helped me. You know, if I ever felt anxious, I could flip a couple cards and understand why. Because tarot is definitely a mirror to your soul. So it helps you a lot to understand what you're going through at this time, even if it's just on a daily basis. You can flip one or two cards and kind of get an understanding of how your day is going to go or how your week's going to go, and all the way up to even an annual reading, which I do for myself once a year. And I've actually opened that up to many other people who will get a hold of me usually around December. And the latest I will read for an annual is about the end of February. I won't go any farther than that.
Okay. So, do you have a specific tarot deck that you've been using forever and ever and ever?
I do. I have a Fergus Hall deck that I've used for about 20 years now. And I've had multiple of these decks, and when the cards start getting really old, I just kind of swap them out. But, for the most part, that's my prime. That's my favorite. But I do have many, many more. I'm not a huge Oracle card person. I don't want someone to tell me what the card is on the back, which I think they're fantastic. Oracle cards are great. They give you inspiration and things like that. But I just have always been drawn to tarot because it kind of opens up your mind and your mind's eye to kind of interpretation of what the energy is around yourself or the person you're reading for, and then also with the card. They are fantastic for using magic as well, or law of attraction, basically. You can, let's say, for instance, you wanted love in your life. You could purchase a beautiful rose quartz and a nice pink candle and set the lover's card up in front of it, and on a daily basis in the evening, light that candle, put your wish out into the world, and meditate for a short period of time on what it is that you want your lover to be like and how you want them to come to you. And I will pretty much guarantee that that law of attraction will get him or her to you really quickly.
Esmerie is jotting.
I am. I'm writing this down right now. It's going up on my little board.
Oh, gosh. Hysterical. Hysterical.
Yes.
So how long would we have to meditate on it every night?
Well, they don't want you to do it for too long a duration of time. You know, a good 10, 15 minutes is ample.
That's about what
time.
I was
going to
say.
Cool. Yeah. Cool. Most people don't have an enormous amount of time nowadays. So, you know, like right before you go to bed anyways and you're in a comfortable state after you've showered or taken a bath is probably the best time to do it.
So do you have to be really clear on what it is that you want to attract as a lover? You have to be very clear and precise on it?
Very clear. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, because if you just, you know, if you just put out, like, for example, if you're going to make a sandwich and you decide you just want a sandwich, it's going to be a crap sandwich. But if you know that you're going to put peanut butter and jelly together and toast it and it's going to be delicious, then it's going to come out to be a beautiful sandwich. So it's kind of the same thing with putting out your wishes and wants into the attraction world. If you decide that you are really attracted to someone who's tall and intelligent and funny and very caring, then you're going to attract that. You know, so it's all about the recipe for equation of, goods, basically.
Exactly. I love that you use the analogy of a sandwich of a peanut butter and jelly, because that's the sandwich that I love. I'm going, she's speaking to me. She's speaking to me.
Yeah. Well, I'm a vegetarian, so that's one of my favorite sandwiches, too. I just love toasted peanut butter and jelly, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Funny.
But,
So, Jennifer, is it tarot or is it tarot?
You can say it however, you know, it's tomato, tomato, it's kind of whatever you're comfortable with saying. Like a lot of people call it arcana I've heard it arcana, you know, it's kind of up to you. So for the major and minor arcana, so tarot or tarot is up to you.
Okay, and what is tarot? So if anybody is like tuning in and they've heard it but they're not really sure what is tarot?
Sure. Tarot is an ancient 78-card deck that has been brought to this arena from, like, the 1500s, if not earlier. They actually believe that it was originated somewhere in Egypt. And then later on, that's where they found the cards with the unique numbers on them and things like that that would be subsequently similar to tarot. And then they believe that, I mean, there's no absolute as to where it came from, supposedly, but they believe that it was trickled down through the gypsies into Europe. Mm-hmm. And then after that, it was in a lot of places like Italy and things like that is where it became really popular. And one of the reasons that I call my company Royal Readings is because it, when it got into Europe, it became something that only the elite, wealthy, and royal stature were able to afford or achieve. And so having a fortune teller come and read your cards was something that only kings and queens were allowed to have. Anyone else that would have anything done like that, it would just cost them a fortune, you know, and they wouldn't know anybody that would be able to do that, to be a seer. So, but no, like I said, 78 cards for the deck. You can use all major arcana, and the major arcana are things like the Fool, the Magician, the High Priestess, the Empress, things like that, the Lover's card, and the ones that always give it the bad rap is Death and the Devil, which in reality are not really bad. None of the cards are bad. You know,
right.
They all just have an energy to them that will explain what's happening in and around your life.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, if you were to get, let's say, the worst one of all, you know, in everyone's eyes is the Devil. It's just stating that there's either negativity that's around you or things that you're doing in your own heart of hearts that needs to be looked at a little better so that you're not interacting with the people around you or having interaction from people to you that would be a negative impression on your life, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Death is always something that scares people too, and a lot of times that has to do with looking at your health or finalizing or finishing things in your life. A lot of times things that are, you know, considered done or finalized are death in your life. And a lot of times that leads to something that's actually new or a way of being a positive that you didn't foresee was going to happen after a negative already happened.
Yeah,
you know?
I always see that as a transformation card.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
It is.
Now, just because you use the word death, and I know there's people out there, can you
mm-hmm.
tell with a card when somebody's going to die, Jennifer?
No, there's a few things that I absolutely, as a psychic, will not touch. One is ever, you know, dictating when someone's going to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Diagnosis, disease, things like that. I'm not a doctor, you know what I
yep.
mean? So,
yep.
yeah, you know, just those type of things. I would never in a million years, and it really frustrates me when people have gone to things like the Renaissance, and
yeah.
they get an experienced reader that tells them, oh, my gosh, you got the death card, and you're going to be ill and this and that, and by the way, you're going to pass here soon. And it's like, are you kidding me?
Yes.
So, no, I would never tell anyone anything like that. But I have had where people have gotten, like, let's say, the death card in their environment section on their
mm-hmm.
spread, and a lot of times that's just speaking to the fact that they've either had a loved one pass recently or they're in a place in their life where their environment is not healthy for them. So it makes a huge difference. That's where your intuition comes into play with tarot, is that eventually if you open up your third eye large enough and you acquire that connection with Source, that you
mm-hmm.
can actually see and understand where these cards vibrate with a person's energy.
Yeah.
So that's why I just love tarot. Always have and always will.
So do you teach classes on it?
Not really. I'm not a huge teacher. not that I don't like it or anything. I just do my own thing mostly. And if people have questions, that's great. And maybe someday I'll write a book. I don't know. But for right now, I've just got so much going on that I like to just do readings for people and kind of, you know, enjoy what it is that I've learned
mm-hmm.
and expand on it more and more. But I wouldn't be opposed to it in the future. You know, I've had a few people that have signed with me to learn the basics, and I've seen them on a monthly basis for about a year. And they're just, they're dolls. I adore them. And, you know, in person, one-on-one is kind of how I teach. In a big group arena, it gets to be too much. There's a lot of information with tarot, and I don't want people to misinterpret it the wrong way. I want them to understand what it is that they're getting as far as information is concerned, even if it's just to use on themselves, you know? So that's kind of where I come from when it has to do with teaching. I want it to be accurate and understood. So
do you want to then continue on and then talk about like the minor arcana and then maybe move to the spreads and how the different spreads are and how you do a reading?
Absolutely. The minor arcana is generally denoted to the four different pit cards. So, and then the queens and the kings and the valets and things like that. So there's a breakdown. So there's the major and the minor. And in the major, you have all the high-ranking cards, like the Wheel of Fortune, things like that. In the minor arcana, you have the coins, which some people refer to as pentacles. You have the batons, which some people refer to as wands or staffs. Swords are generally always swords. Cups you also have are chalices. And each one represents an element. So coins are generally an earth-based card because they refer to things that are around you as material items and also being very grounded, very, very grounded. Batons are denoted towards fire element. So they have everything to do, like if you would, the way I explain this is if you would think of being outside around a campfire, you always stoke the fire with a stick. So that's why the baton is representation of fire. And that has everything to do with your ambition and your drive and the amount of energy that you have towards things in life. Okay? And swords has everything to do with air element. If you think a lot of times Wiccans cut and open up their doorway with a sword, and that's a representation of movement in the air. It has a lot to do with force and courage and strength, as well as communications, because we speak through air vibration. So using a sword would be all about communications, be it written, verbal, or spoken. And then cups are devoted towards water element. So water is all about emotions and a representation of feelings. And, you know, meditation a lot has to do with cups and things like that, or chalices, whatever you want to call them. And then you always have the court cards, which are in the minor. And so that's, you know, your kings of coins and your queens of cups and the, you know, aces and things like that. It goes from ace all the way down to it goes from ace to 10. And then after that, it's all the way through the valets and the knights and the queens and the kings, things like that. And so each one of those court cards are a representation generally of a person in your life or an effect that a person would have on your life. And so they each have their own type of personality. Like the Queen of Swords can be very quiet and reserved and sometimes even sad. And she has a very sharp tongue. So she has her own, you know, she can really put somebody in her in their place if they're, you know, being rude, that type of thing. And so she's very strong. And then you have people like, let's say, the Queen of Cups, who is incredibly generous and very caring and able to kind of feel, see, and understand empathically what another person is feeling. So each one of them is denoted towards a different representation of personality.
Okay.
And,
So when you do your spread then, do you choose one of those to represent the person being read?
Right, kind of like a significator, is that what you're asking?
Yeah.
A lot of people will do that, and that's great, but I don't like to separate my cards before I read for someone. So
Okay. Generally,
whatever, I trust that their energy will come through in the deck.
Uh-huh.
Because usually, you know, I have them put their hands over the top of the cards, or I have their voice speak into the cards if they're over the phone, that type of thing, so that their energy goes into the deck. And then when they pick with their free will as to which pile they want to go with,
uh-huh.
then whatever card is the first one on top is always their significator. And I have heard of people, though, that will have someone pick out of the court cards to represent them.
Yeah, that's awesome.
But I like to have their energy be what's going to be picked. So, for example, let's say they got the Two of Coins as their significator, as their
mm-hmm.
first card out. It would let me know that they have lots and lots of worries about money right now, and that's why they're being represented with the Two of Coins. So each way, no matter what minor arcana that they get, the significator is always going to be true, regardless of whether it's a court card or not.
Okay,
so,
makes sense.
Yeah, and that's how I've always experienced, but I know exactly what you're talking about. There's many, many people that teach that you have to have a court card to significate the person's energy,
mm-hmm.
but I haven't always found that to be the case. I just like to let the person's energy be what dictates what their significator card is going to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, and then for spreads, I do tons of different types of spreads. Like I said, I have an annual spread that I do every year for myself and for others, and that one's really in detail, and it goes from every single one of the months, and it expands upon what's going to happen on every month so that way there's nothing that's going to surprise you throughout the year.
Uh-huh.
And you have an idea if there's something that shows up that's not exactly beneficial, I'd rather know in advance so that you can correct it or change the flow of energy.
Oh.
Yeah, it's helped me in many ways, many a times, trust me.
Wow. So when you do these readings, do you do a little write-up?
Absolutely, yeah. I'll take a picture of them, and then I do a brief summary, and I'll either email it or text it to the person. And if they're in front of me, I let them either record the session, or they can take notes. However it is that, you know, as long as they keep track written or recorded so that they can go back and each month look to see what the next month's going to be and then review on the previous month so that way they understand that that is what they either corrected or that is what has already happened. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And then there's definitely tons and tons of love spreads. There's a spread called Relationship Now, which kind of gives you a really informative view of what's happening with your relationship so that way, you know, if you feel like it's not on the right track and you're not positive that this is the person that you should be with, then it gives you a heads up mm-hmm. as to either what you can do to change it. There's always two routes. You have a route of journey one way and a route of journey the other, and it's just what your free will decides to take. And so that one helps a lot. There's another one that's a mirroring of your relationship, so you can see what energetic path you're on and see whether your lover is actually on the same energetic path. And this is a fantastic spread for anyone who's been with someone for a very long duration of time and is not yet married, and they want to be married, and they're not quite sure why the other one isn't drawing to that same conclusion.
mm-hmm.
That helps to validate and help things a lot. We always have a spread that's called the Tree of Life, and that one gives information overall as to where it is that your balances and benefits are and what you should be gearing your life towards as far as destiny is concerned. That one's fantastic. I have another one that is the Star, and that one encompasses all the elements, so earth, fire, water, air, you know, that type of thing. And that one's really, I love that spread. it really gets down to the nitty-gritty as to what's happened and how to correct it, mm-hmm. and or how to, you know, rejuvenate it and make it something that's beneficial for yourself. My always go-to, and I don't know what other tarot readers do, but I love the Celtic Cross. Mm-hmm. I think that one is an all-time awesome spread that encompasses everything that's going on in your inner circle. Mm-hmm. So your past, your present, your future, and what's crossing you, and then all your outside influencing factors, so that that way you get an absolute indicator as to what's happening now, this month, what's happened in your past, how it's affected you, and what will happen in your future, mm-hmm. which is, you know, kind of what everybody wants to know. So mm-hmm. that helps a lot. And then also there's another spread. It's a chakra spread. And that one will, if you're having a hard time with your feelings, or, like, for example, I had a lady come to me that really wanted to know why she couldn't lose weight. And when we got, you know what I mean? Don't we all want to know, right? And you start off at that root chakra and you work your way up. And when we got to her energy center at her solar plexus, it was literally completely blocked. And she had the Fool there. And what it showed is that she was being very thoughtless in the amount of time that she was actually spending working out, even though she thought she was doing a really good job. You know, when she was on the treadmill and she was texting the entire time, you're not really working out. You know what I mean?
Sure.
So in her mind, she was doing the motions, but in reality, her energy wasn't being focused the way she wasn't in the now and then and the present space.
Uh-huh.
And using that energy, she was being very, she was having kind of a lack of discipline, is what it is. And so that helped her a lot, and for that spread, I thank it very much, because it did an amazing job, and she's lost about 30 pounds now. So, she looks great. So, I don't know, those are just a few of them. You know, there's always the past, present, and future spread, or... and that's just a three-card spread. That's a pretty basic one. There's significators so that you know yes or no. There's a yes-no outcome so that if you're going to make decisions or choices, that you know how it's going to affect, you know, which avenue you decide to take, that type of thing. And that one's a fabulous one. So there's tons and tons. I mean, we could go on forever about
what's your most popular one that everybody asks for?
Yeah, like at expos, which one do you do?
At expos, I generally offer three different spreads at expos. The bigger duration of time that I spend with people, we will actually do the Celtic Cross.
Mm-hmm.
And then if I do a smaller amount of time with people, it's usually like 15 minutes, we'll end up either doing the Star, or if they want clarification on their energy only, then we'll do a chakra spread.
Okay.
The biggest spread that I have is actually called the Gypsy Spread, and it's with 21 cards.
Wow.
So it will literally cover up the whole table. And that works off of your past, your present, your future, and it covers love, it covers career, it covers family and friends, it covers your goals. I mean, it's just everything.
Wow.
So, yeah, that one's awesome. I love that one. So that mm-hmm. one takes quite a bit of time, though. It would take a good hour.
So what do you charge at expos for those, then?
At expos, I generally do half an hour spread or half an hour reading for 50. And then if we're going to do a shorter spread, like 15 minutes is about
$30.
Okay. So
what is your hour for that one that's 21 cards?
Yeah, if we were going to do an hour, it'd be about 100. And generally, I don't do hour-long ones. It's simply because there's so much information.
Yeah.
And you kind of need to have a quiet, calm, peaceful setting for someone to hear that much and take that much information in.
Yeah.
So generally, you know what I mean. If someone is going to have that type of spread done and get that large amount of information and take it in beneficially, then I would either do that over the phone, over Skype, or in person at My Bio Spirit.
Okay.
So that's, yeah. Yeah, but that's a really, really good one, especially if you're just not quite sure where you're at in life and how to get out of a funk or to really kickstart your energy so that you go in a beneficial avenue in life. You know, if you're not sure what it is you want to be. Like, let's say I did a reading probably about a year ago for a lady that was a nurse. And she was, oh my gosh, I want to say 15 years she was a nurse. I can't remember. It was something like that. And she just didn't want to do it anymore. She was kind of burnt, sick of it. Then she knew she had really beneficial qualities, but she was unsure as to where to take those qualities. And going through all of it and her entire spread, we found out that she would make an exceptional healthcare provider while doing Reiki and massage. Because she already knew about the body, you see. And she's very, very kind and very loving and very empathic. And most healthcare people have an energy about them that is exceptional when it comes to empathy for people. Mm-hmm. And so she just needed to understand where to take it. And I actually work with her now. So, you know, she's fantastic. Yeah, I work with, she does Reiki on me and she's awesome. Just awesome. So she took that information and used it to benefit herself when she felt stuck. And she no longer feels stuck. She's got an exceptional practice going. So, yeah, just love her to pieces. She's helped me a couple of times. Got very, very strong, strong energetic hands, and they release things for me a lot.
Oh, that's nice.
Nice, nice.
Yeah.
So I have a question, though. If you, you know, say you want to practice or do spreads on yourself, do you, I mean, can you, you can pull cards every day, right? So would you do like a 3-card or?
If you're going to do
a Celtic cross on yourself.
If I was going to, like, for example, I do a big spread for myself every month because I kind of want to see what my month is going to be like in depth. And then daily, I will just, you know, say a nice little prayer and ask my guides to give me understanding for the day. And spread the cards out nice and big, and then I focus and find where my energy is taking me on the cards, and I pull one card, and that card will be usually the highlight of how the energy of your day is going to be. Oh. So, like, last week I pulled and I got the 10 of Swords, and that was exactly how my day was. It was very chaotic. I had a lot of interaction that wasn't exactly clear with people. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah. And I had interaction with people that were in crisis kind of that day. So it was very accurate for the way my energy was going to go that day.
Oh, hysterical. Hysterical.
Yeah. Yeah, my cards are very attuned. Very attuned. I, you know, bless them. I keep them cleared and cleansed with sage and, you know, Florida water on a regular basis, and they're always, always wrapped in silk. So they are a part of me, and I am a part of them, and I wouldn't have it any other way.
What's the silk about?
I was taught to treat your cards as though they're an extension of you. And so, I mean, think about it, if you're going to go to bed, you don't want to sleep on sheets that are, you know, not comfortable. So
exactly.
If they, you know, and my silk is actually cleansed about every 3 months with rose water that I make. And rose water is, yeah, it's a form of connection to intuition. It's always been essential oil that will automatically connect you with being calm and relaxed.
Okay.
And so, yeah, so I've noticed that by doing that, those little ritualistic things, that your cards tend to become a higher source of vibration, which is absolutely what we all want, is to connect with higher vibration.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. I know lots of people that keep their their decks in beautiful decorated cedar boxes, and that's fantastic too. It's just, it's however you feel comfortable, how can I say, celebrating them,
yeah.
You know?
So can anybody touch yours, or it's hands off, and if they're on the table, you leave them alone?
Correct.
Oh, okay, so
yeah.
Everybody knows.
Yeah, I mean, I don't, if I'm doing a reading for someone and I invite them to put their hands on the cards, that's great. But I absolutely do not want anyone messing around with my cards. I'm the owner, I'm the keeper, I'm the one that they belong to. And so it's kind of like, you know, it's kind of like your kid or your baby. You don't want somebody just coming over and being like, and grabbing them and
yeah,
pinching their
exactly.
cheeks and rubbing their head. And, you know, you'd be like, really?
Yeah.
How about a handshake and an introduction first, you know?
Yeah.
So
exactly.
That's kind of the way I look at it. But, yeah, always been taught to really respect your deck and make it something that is a beautiful celebration of energy instead of just cards, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Before we get to, we have a number of callers waiting. Do you have
okay.
anything else that you would like to talk about with the tarot?
Well, yeah, sure. I mean, I want to let people know that they are associated with everything from astrology. Like, each one of them is associated to a planet and to a sign. They
oh,
do right. have, a, yeah. Yep. So now, like, I'm a Scorpio. So the astrology symbol for Scorpio and the card that's represented by that energy is death, because scorpions tend to sting people and they die.
Yep.
You know, so there's that association. And so each one of them has a specific representative. So a lot of times, too, when people pull a card, there's a reason why, you know what I mean? Or one that they feel associated with the most.
Sure.
Yeah. And each one of the planets as well, you know, like right now we're in Mercury retrograde. So that would be associated with Gemini. And the Magician is a Mercury's card. So that's kind of, the Magician is, you know, Mercury is a very, it's a planet that kind of affects us a lot.
Yeah.
And so the Magician is the highest card. The one only before that is the Fool, and he's at zero. And the Magician is one in the entire deck, and he's incredibly powerful and very resourceful. And he tricks you, you know, kind of like Mercury does
mm-hmm.
when it decides to go backwards. So there's another, you know, great understanding.
Oh, that makes perfect sense.
Hey, which one's the Libra
yeah.
card? Just out of curiosity.
Sure. So Libra is everything to do with justice. Libra
yeah.
is the scales of balance.
Oh.
If you know what I mean. So it's fantastic. That's what I'm saying. Each one of these is wonderful. They really represent the true meaning behind what someone's essence or energy is.
Huh. So what's Pisces?
Yeah. Pisces, oh my gosh, hold on a second, let me remember. I don't want to get this wrong.
I'm trying to think of the cards, I'm like, okay, I know, I don't remember one with fish on it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Pisces is the moon.
The moon,
I almost
okay,
forgot.
That's what I thought.
Yeah, because
that's
the moon represents water, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I almost forgot that one. You got me on that one.
Oh, wow. Is there anything else that you want before we go into you doing any readings?
No, I think I pretty much covered it all. If people have questions, they can get a hold of me.
Would they get a hold of you?
They would get a hold of me at my phone number, which is 320-292-9529, or via my website at www.royalreadings.com, and then I will always be at My Buying Spirit, in St. Cloud downtown, and they can look me up online there, and I do go all over Minnesota, North Dakota, sometimes even Wisconsin to different expos, and I'll be at the Edge Expo event in St. Cloud on the 11th of October, And then in the Minneapolis area, November 2nd and 3rd at the Heritage Center.
Ooh.
So, and I love that place. And I'm always available for online readings and phone sessions as well.
Wow. Now, before we go in and we take our first caller, is there any specific rules or anything you want to tell the callers that they need to know before you read?
Yeah, I do like to connect with the person's absolute energy. So like I was saying to you guys earlier, I'm a Jennifer, and there's a bazillion Jennifers in the world, and in order to access someone's absolute energy and know that I'm reading information for them that is 100% accurate, I like to have their first and last name. So if they're willing to give me first, middle, and last, that's fantastic. If they are unwilling, then they have to understand that there might be a possibility that I'm just connecting with their first name energy. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So, yeah, so if they're willing to have their first, middle, and last name on the radio, that's great. If not, it's not a big problem. That's just how I was taught.
So is it going to be like a one-card question, or is it just a one-card polling, just so they know?
No, I would be willing to do their significator, what's crossing them, and then into their future. That way they kind of, that way they get an idea of what everything is going on as far as their energy is concerned in their present moment and in their future as well.
All right, people, hold on to your panties. Jennifer is going to take the first caller.
All right, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, here we go. Hello, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Sharon. I'm calling from Ohio.
Hi, Sharon.
Hello, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. Yeah, my dad is from that area.
Oh, really? What city?
Mm-hmm. And he was born in Ohio, so. I don't know exactly where, but I just know he's from that area.
Okay. Did you need my last name, or can you focus on Sharon?
I would like you to give me your last name, too, please.
Okay. Peterson.
Okay. Hold on 1 second. Okay. And then I am going to drop the card so that way your free will is what's actually picking your significator. So I'm going to start dropping, and when you let me know when to stop. Ready? And go.
Okay.
Stop. Okay, awesome. So, Sharon, the first card, your significator, is actually the Emperor. He is a major arcana card. This lets me know that you're very, very good at what you do, very powerful and very worldly, okay? And that you are represented by a male energy, which lets me know that you exert force in everything that you do. And that it might actually be beneficial for you to kind of do some feminine things in life to kind of balance yourself out a bit. Okay. Now, what's crossing you, Sharon, you have the Tower. This is another major arcana. You're getting a lot of these already. The Tower has a lot to do, since it's crossing you, okay, has a lot to do with upheaval and things that are changing. Okay. Sometimes for the better. And sometimes right now, like, it could feel as though things are a little tossed up in your life. The Tower a lot of times has to do with financial change and breakthroughs in life. Okay. And we'll go back to these a little bit more in depth here in just a second. I want to get your future card out. The future, you have the King of Coins. Now, this is a court card, okay? This court card lets you know that the person in your future, which is male, is going to be exceptionally generous and have quite a bit of funds as well, okay, if he's not already in your life. Hold on 1 second. Okay. Your guides keep giving me, they keep making me see a hospital, and they show me, like, human relations, okay. Are you in the avenue of working in an office setting, like human relations? Do you understand that?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
I've been looking for employment all year, and I'm temping. It's in an office. In fact, I was supposed to start today, and they don't have my computer set up. So it's just everything is so chaotic. You're so right. Just go on. I know. I'm just so frustrated.
Yes.
So now
it's understandable.
Delayed on that. Oh, what?
And then either you were at the place you were at for 4 years prior, or you have 4 years of constant education. Do you understand this? Because they keep showing me four.
Okay.
For your, and then.
So what about the office setting? That's what you see, or that's what's in my future. You're doing the future now, right?
No, we're actually talking about what's currently taking place. So because I was asking the Emperor card here to kind of give me an understanding of where you're at currently.
Okay.
And they just kept showing you, like a human relations office. And, it kind of looked like a hospital-based setting.
Okay.
And so they're making me feel as though you're going to interact a ton with people in a professional setting. Okay?
Okay.
The fact that you have the tower crossing you, and this is, you're not only represented by a major arcana, but you have one crossing you. When I say crossing you, that means what you have to deal with now.
Mm-hmm.
In order to make your future a better, better existence, okay?
Okay.
The tower is, like I said, upheaval, catastrophe at times, change, or dramatic effect, okay? A lot of times it has to do with bankruptcy, so are you having a hard time paying bills or even kind of scrimping by?
Yeah, but I am stumping. It's next month I'm going to be hurting. How's that? That's why I need to work.
Yep,
I've been okay so far. That's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah. Well, they're showing the tower. So the tower means that you really have to pay attention right now. And the reason why I'm saying that this is super important is because it's two major arcana and you have one minor court card. The more majors you have, the more important the information is. Okay. So because it's crossing you, it's really important to kind of take stock in the things that you're spending right now. If there's anywhere that you're just leaking funds, I would stop that immediately. Okay? For example, if you have a huge cable bill and you know that you really don't need cable right now because you're not working, then that would be something I would say kind of ixnay.
Get rid of.
Yeah. Until you can absolutely have the funds that are meant for you to have. And that will start to happen for you next month. For you to get the King of Coins for next month, it shows that you will start earning what
Thank
it
you.
Is that you think you're worth. Okay? But it will be under the tutelage of someone. Okay? Just simply because of the fact that this is a court card. All right? It shows that you have someone that will be training you that knows what they're doing. All right. And I wouldn't be surprised
you said
if
next
you actually...
month.
Yeah, absolutely.
You said next... Okay.
Mm-hmm. Do you have any other questions here?
No.
Okay. Well, thank you for calling in. Well,
thank you.
That
was nice.
Helped.
Thank you very much.
Yep, thanks. Back on hold, okay?
Bye-bye.
All right.
Okay.
Okay. So, let's grab our next caller.
Sure.
Hi, who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, my name is Rochelle Roback, and I'm calling from California.
Awesome.
Okay.
Welcome.
Hi, Rochelle.
And I do have a question. I, too, am looking for a job. I have a part-time job right now, but I am looking for something full-time, something a lot more rewarding. And I'm wondering what the cards might foresee in the next few months for me, please.
Absolutely. Okay, one second. Okay. And I am going to start dropping them, and you let me know when to stop. Ready?
Okay.
And go.
Stop.
Okay, thank you. Okay, so the cards that are representing you currently is the Ten of Swords. This is your significator. This is what your energy is touting right now, okay? Which, first of all, swords is a professional stance in life. Generally, people that get this pip card lets me know that they are in a white-collar position or are going to be in a white-collar position, okay? So are you going for things that you generally have to have a business degree with or, how can I say this, like years and years of skill behind you? Do you understand this?
You're describing me perfectly.
Wonderful. Because it is the Ten of Swords, though, I want you to be a little wary about how you come across to people, okay? Ten in numerology always results to a one. One is a very triumphant card. It's all-knowing. It's exceptional. They always come first, and it's a new start, okay? But at the same time, they can kind of come off as being little know-it-alls, okay? So when you do go into your new position, I want you to just be open to hearing how they do things now, okay?
Okay.
The card that's crossing you, you have the Five of Cups, okay? So the Five of Cups lets me know that right now you have to get over the feeling of not being 100% in love with where you're at right now currently as far as your career is concerned, okay?
Okay.
It's all about emotions. This card generally represents a friendship or a marriage without true love or meaning, okay? So it lets me know that you really are not happy with the places that you've been as far as your career is concerned, okay?
Right.
Or the avenue that it was taking. And I don't want you to bring that feeling into the next step in your life, okay? For your future card, you have the Hangman. The Hangman is the major arcana card that you've gotten so far. It lets me know that for next month, and I'm only going to go as far as next month, okay? It lets me know that you will actually feel as though you're kind of stuck or that you didn't kind of spring off into the new horizon the way that you wanted to, okay?
Okay.
The nice part about him, though, is that he reads from the Book of Life and that he actually is a precipice before he goes into the new chapter, okay? So next month, even though you'll be starting new things with your career, you will actually be kind of still feeling a little stuck, okay? It's not like it's going to last forever. You know, we are coming out of Mercury retrograde. It's not not going to feel like it's taking forever and ever and a day. But things will happen anew for you. And then, hold on one second. You know, your guides keep giving me, like, sensations in my back. Like, it's really tight. Do you have, like, back issues?
Do
you understand this?
No.
You must be bending over backwards then to get work or be in a new career. Do you understand this?
Yeah, I understand that phrase.
Yeah, because they're making me feel like really tight in my lower back for you.
Mm-hmm.
So how can I say this? Have you gone out of your way to make sure that you're giving out tons and tons of resumes, either electronically or through people in different avenues?
Yes, I definitely have done that. I'm just getting a little discouraged at this point.
Yeah. Yeah. And your guides are actually showing you, like, industrial work. Is that something you've had to do in the past?
Well, my background has been in industrial sales.
Okay, that makes sense. Because they kept showing me, like, big plants and, like, you know, like an industrial factory, and I didn't understand how that would fit in with you. So I appreciate you validating that for me. One second. Okay. They're showing me that you got really frustrated because
uh-huh.
they weren't giving you, how can I say this, like advances or raises. Do you understand?
I was one of the top dogs there, so it certainly wasn't a money issue.
Well, they're making me feel like you weren't getting your props. They weren't giving you the credit you deserved. Even if it's not a money issue, they weren't seeing you for the amount of effort that you put into things.
That is correct,
okay?
Yes.
Yeah, even if it's not money, it's just being noticed for how hard you work and
right.
you know, given the correct benefit, basically.
Yeah.
Okay. And they keep showing me a 7 and an 8. Okay, so is this like 7 or 8 years you were at this place?
16.
Okay, together. Got it. Okay, so that makes sense because you put them together, it's a lot closer to where we were at. Sometimes they'll kind of show me numbers individually or show them together so that I get the generated amount of time. Okay. And so now your guides are showing me a car. So are you looking at trying to stay in your area? Because they're making me... Go ahead.
Yeah. In the vicinity, I mean, I don't mind traveling because I'm used to traveling.
Yeah, because they're making you feel like you had to travel a lot and you'd rather have it much closer now than having to be, you know, spread out, that type of thing. Okay. They keep saying that 3 interviews. Okay. So, is this like, did you just go on 3 interviews and you haven't heard anything back? Or, I don't understand this.
I haven't been on any interviews for quite some time.
So, remember how I asked you if you were going bending over backwards to, like, sending out tons of resumes and things like that? If you haven't been already out on 3 interviews, 3 interviews will happen here soon. Okay.
Okay.
Because they said it very loudly, very loudly. 3 interviews. Okay. So it might take up to 3 interviews with 1 corporation in order for you to actually get hired. So don't, you know, that's where that stuck card, the hangman card, can kind of come into play, where you'll go on an interview and you'll feel really excited, and then all of a sudden it's like, bah, it doesn't feel like this is working, and then they'll call you again. Do you see what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So I don't want you to feel as though you're not making progress when they don't call you back immediately. They will. You just have to have patience.
So you think it's 3 interviews with 1 company, not 3 different interviews with 3 different companies.
Right. I feel like it's 3 interviews with 1 company. That's because they kept saying 3 interviews. So I thought maybe you had actually gone to 3 separate interviews at first. Until you confirm that you hadn't yet. So it was like, oh, okay, I get it. You know, you've actually... Go ahead.
Is it going to be through a resume for a job that I send out based on the Internet?
Yes.
Or is it be through the Internet?
Yeah, it's actually going to be one that you sent out via the Internet. Okay?
Okay.
So they're just showing me tons and tons that you sent out recently.
Yeah, I just thought maybe it might also be through somebody I might know.
No, they're showing me this over the Internet because they're showing me an electronic transaction. So I would venture to say that it's actually one that you've sent out recently. Okay? And you're looking at, like, Fortune 500 companies, correct? Because they're showing me, like, really big venues.
No, actually, I'm looking at anything and everything.
Okay. If you haven't already looked at Fortune 500 companies, I would. Because they're showing me, like, huge, like, 3M and Procter & Gamble and things like that. Like, these are big, big companies. Okay. Definitely put your resume out to those if you haven't already. And just, you know, keep your ear to the ground and just understand that next month you will still feel slightly in that spot, slightly in the stuck stage, but that things are going to change the month after. So this, we're in October, you're looking, November is going to still feel like, I got a call back, I did an interview, and I'm a little worried that they're not going to call me back, and then a week later they're going to give you a call again, okay? And then shortly after that they're going to give you a call again, and into the December is when you're going to get hired.
Okay, now I have trips plan to go back east to visit mm-hmm. my family for the holidays.
Right.
And is that going to interfere with my job hire?
Yeah, I wouldn't buy any tickets.
Oh, I've already done that. It's been planned months
yeah.
and months.
Yeah. If there's any way, like, for example, you know how you can guarantee a ticket just in case you have to switch the date?
Yeah, the unfortunate thing is my dad is 86 years old,
mm-hmm.
and it's important that I go and I spend time with him during the holidays, so I change my ticket, but...
Yeah, it won't, you know, if you tell your future employer, look, this is plans I've already made, and they want you bad enough, they'll absolutely understand, okay? Especially if it's over a holiday, which they're going to be closed down for anyways. But if it's just, you know, if it's like in the middle of the week and you've already made arrangements because it benefits their schedule, that type of thing, then I would kind of guarantee that ticket so that no matter what, if you have to change it, you can. Do you see what I'm saying?
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Because you don't want to turn down an awesome job if, you know, just because it's something you've had planned for quite some time.
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, well, thank you both so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, it was good talking to you.
Okay,
yeah,
thank
you for calling me
thank
on.
Thank you for calling in.
Mm. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Just so you know, Jennifer, we have 9 people waiting. So.
Oh, my goodness.
And we have till 8:30, so
yeah.
Whatever you do with that.
Okay, wonderful.
Okay.
Well,
we will have
I'm just
going to
keep going
way,
until you...
Yeah, we'll
what?
Just keep going until... Till we're done.
I was going to say something, but I'm going, well, this is hers, so.
Yeah. No, it's fine.
Okay.
Okay.
Super. I'm going to grab the next one.
Awesome.
Hello. Who are we speaking with, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Dejan Williams. I'm calling from Huntsville, Texas.
Well, hello.
Hi.
Hi.
So I had a hard time hearing your first name. Can you say that again, please?
Sure. It's Dejan.
Dejan, okay, cool. And you said Dejan Williams, correct?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Give me one second, please. Okay, Dejan. Now, I'm going to start dropping the cards, and this will be your free will picking the cards. So I need you to let me know when to stop. Ready? And go. Mm. Okay.
Stop.
Thank you. Okay, Dejan, you are represented by the Four of Swords, okay? The Four of Swords let me know that you need to take a break. You need to have a rest, okay? They are actually a replenishment card, so it's showing me that you've really been trying hard, okay? And it might be time. You know how when you try so hard that sometimes it doesn't really make a difference anymore? Okay, yeah. So that was your significator card. That's what's representing your energy. What's crossing you, Dejan, is the Chariot. This is a major arcana card. He is kind of a representation of vengeance, war, and triumph, as well as travel. Okay, and one of the things that your guides were making me feel the second you said your name was a little bit of movement. So, for example, are you looking at moving out of the place you're in currently?
No. I mean, right now I'm in college, so no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So have you had to start looking for a different flat to live in or moving out of the dorms? Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. And are you having issues with your, how can I say this, like roommate? Do you understand? Or the people that are living around you?
No, I haven't any issues with my roommate, no.
Sorry, I can't hear you. Say it again?
No, I'm not having any issues, no.
Okay, because they made me feel like some of the people that were around you weren't exactly, that you weren't really kosher with them or that you either didn't like them or didn't want to be associated with them. Do you understand?
Yeah, I know who that is, yeah.
Yeah. So, and the reason why I'm saying this is because you got the Chariot crossing, okay? So he's all about travel. He's about being triumphant and not letting anyone walk all over you. Okay? Mm-hmm. So no matter what it is that you want to do in life, no matter what it is that you have been trying so hard at accomplishing, take a break. Okay? I know we've got the holidays coming up, and a lot of times kids go back home for the holidays during college, you know, Thanksgiving and Christmas and all that. So are you making plans to go ahead and travel for Thanksgiving?
Not really. I mean, I might end up visiting my family in Houston. So
right, and that would be there. Yep, that would be a form of travel. and the reason why I say that, Dejan, is the Chariot is a significator when it comes to travel. He is on a chariot with wheels, okay? And so I'm going to right now wish you safe travels when you go back to see your family during the holidays, okay? The thing that's in front of you, and I want you to just feel strong right now, okay, because he is the god of war and of vengeance and triumph. Start to really feel your energy as being strong. Okay, because in front of you, you have the Lover's card, all right? Whoop, whoop. this is a fantastic card to get. So they're making me feel like you're actually very, very shy and that the opposite sex or significant others aren't exactly something that's come to you very easily. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. I'm not trying to be rude or anything, but at times do you feel as though you're not attractive the way you want to be? Okay. Are you trying hard to make yourself look different right now?
Right now, no.
Because they're showing me like a full image in the mirror, and that almost like the middle section on your body is something that kind of makes you uncomfortable when you get around somebody you think would be handsome or attractive. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So I want you to kind of, like, for example, because you got the Lover's card in front of you, and next month you will be either coming into attraction with the way you feel about yourself, okay, because this has a lot to do with self-love sometimes. If you decided to go ahead and do, let's say, 10 sit-ups a day, okay, that's it, 10, you will actually start to feel more attractive to not only yourself, and you'll fall more deeply in love with the way you look in the mirror in your middle section, okay? It's very easy. 10 sit-ups a day is something super, super easy to do, okay? As well as the fact that you'll start to exude a larger amount of energy from your solar plexus. Okay, which makes you super, super attractive to other people. So you can actually start to attract that special someone you've been looking for. Okay?
Okay.
It'll make you more confident when you are drawing in a soulmate. So do you have any questions for me?
Actually, I was going to ask you if I was going to be in a relationship anytime soon, actually, but
yep, you are.
Yeah.
You have sure
energy, just so you know.
Yeah,
I
you
can
do
feel it. So yeah, keep yourself open, yeah, like that. You have beautiful energy. Beautiful energy.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fantastic. You can definitely tell that you're very shy, but someone that can totally open up to another person and have fun.
Yeah.
Okay? So
yeah,
just because you don't talk a ton to the opposite sex or to, you know, people you're interested in, doesn't mean you can't have a conversation.
Yeah.
You absolutely can. Just start to feel the energy that's before you, you know, that triumphant chariot. He triumphs over everything. He's very strong, very powerful. So start to see yourself in that way a little bit more. Do you understand? And then you will definitely be attracting someone in the near future, like I would say within November.
Woo-hoo.
Okay. Yep.
Awesome. Thank you so much for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
Great. Have a good night, Dejan.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Grab our next caller. Hello, hello. Who are we speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Hi.
Last name is D.
Laura, I'm sorry. Say it one more time, please.
My last name begins with D, as in dog.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Okay, Laura. I am going to go ahead and start to drop the cards, and you let me know when to stop. Ready?
Okay.
And mm-hmm. go.
Stop.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Laura. So the card that's representing you, Laura, is the Wheel of Fortune. This is a fantastic card to get representation of. The only thing about this card is that whatever else is around it, as far as the spread is concerned, is kind of how it's depicted, okay? So if it's a bad card, things aren't so hot. If it's an awesome card, things will go great, okay? So let's see what's crossing you. And there is nothing bad crossing you. You have temperance. This is a fantastic. Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Okay, sorry. This is a fantastic major arcana card to get crossing you. And in front of you, you have the Eight of Cups, okay? So right now, are you doing everything you possibly can in order to make your life flow in a really, really positive fashion?
Well, I'm working at a job that I'm not really enjoying, but it's mm-hmm. a contract. It should mm-hmm. be ending very soon. Mm-hmm. And so today I submitted a resume through an agency for another contract in Maryland, and it's supposed mm-hmm. to be 1 to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm hoping that I'll get that contract.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm letting you know that you have done all of your homework, okay, because you will definitely get that contract. You have temperance right in front of you, which is showing that you've done all of your homework. You've done all of your generating energy that's flowable for your life. And in that homework and in that final result, you will have an enormous amount of conquest when it comes to temperance. She has huge, beautiful wings that will open up and guide you, okay? So don't feel as though, hoping that things work out, they will work out. It will be to your benefit.
And do you believe that it's with the contract that I applied for, or is it going to be something else, a different type of job altogether?
No, it's actually with the contract that you applied for. That's why I said you've done your homework, okay? You've actually created this, and the reason why I'm saying that you'll get it is because you are being encompassed as the significant of the Wheel of Fortune, which means that you actually kind of cranked that wheel and got it started by doing all of your homework and making sure that you're going to put in the best submission, okay?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And because of that, what's crossing you is temperance. Temperance holds an enormous mm-hmm. amount of cups energy, so it's tons and tons of emotions going back and forth in a positive way. And she has wings that come open that will flourish for your future. So congratulations. I'm just going to say it now. go ahead.
I need it. It's a long time coming.
Yep, you've done your homework. It will happen. It will work. And then for the month of November, for you to go ahead and get the Eight of Cups, lets me know that you might have a little bit of shyness or modesty that you feel in November. So once you actually get this proposal and it's been accepted and you start doing your work, you might actually feel like, oh my gosh, I can't believe I got this, and now I'm a little nervous or I'm a little shy about what it is that I've touted myself to be able to do. Okay?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So start building yourself up now, okay? Start letting yourself, almost building like a dream board so that you see yourself as being 100% positive when you step into that role. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Because you're going to need that. You're absolutely going to need, like, constant, like, self-determination and talking yourself up on a constant basis because you let your emotions get to you. And then you start to talk yourself down in the past. And that's where there's been problems.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, but I'm just going to say congratulations now because it's absolutely going to happen for you.
Good.
Woohoo!
Yeah.
I'm excited for you.
Yeah, and
I would love
touch.
A card reading like that, Jennifer.
Yeah. Yeah, just don't talk yourself down. Remember, in the month of November, keep yourself built up. You want to have that. I don't care if you get the best picture you've ever had of yourself and you put it on a beautiful picture board and you write things around it like, you know, glorious energy and fabulous new starts and I am true to what I deserve. Things like that so that that way you feel good about your November and your new start with your new career. Okay?
Jennifer, will I be able to get everything done on the contract that I'm currently working on in time to start this new job? Will I be able to wrap everything up nice and tidy for my current job, or if I'm still working on?
Well, so yeah. I pulled another card just because I wanted to see what would happen, and you actually got the Hermit. So it's showing that you kind of have to buckle down and stay in and really put your nose to the grind and get it done. Because if you don't, you're going to be really embarrassed about the fact that you have it.
Yeah.
You understand this? Okay. So
okay.
I don't care if you have to shut out the whole world in order to achieve this and get it done. Absolutely do this. That means no going out on the weekends, staying home and typing things up and getting them finished. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Good.
Awesome.
All right. Well, you have a great night.
Thank you. I'll let you know how it goes. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. Bye bye.
Bye.
Okay. I'll get our next one on. This will probably be the last one that we can get to tonight. So.
Okay. Awesome. Hello.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi, this is Miriam Stacy.
Okie dokie. So we're two people on the line.
Yeah, hi y'all. Okay. I know it's Mercury retrograde, so I wanted to know, after the retrograde in November, how does it look for me?
So what I'm going to have you do, if you would be willing to go ahead and give me your first and last name, I would greatly appreciate it. If not, I need at least the last letter of your last name.
Oh, all right, Thompson.
Okay, so Mary Thompson, correct?
Yes.
Okay, and so I'm going to start dropping cards, and you let me know when to stop. Ready, and go.
Stop.
Okay, thank you, Mary. Okay, so I do believe that Mercury retrograde ends around the 25th of this month. And so you're wanting to know, I just want to clarify this, you're wanting to know how things are going to go after the Mercury retrograde, correct?
Yes, November.
Okay. Right now I want to talk about what's happening with your energy currently, okay? And your significator, the card that you're represented by, is a beautiful card. It's the Empress. She is everything that is womanly, feminine. So mother, daughter, sister, wife, all of that. All wrapped up into one. She's beautiful. She holds the world in her hand and can birth any new project, okay? So it's showing that right now, anything that you decide to put your mind to will flourish and blossom for you, okay? You do, however, have to be very careful about being nagging, sarcastic, or having emotions where they make you cry, okay? So watching sad movies and things like that is really not beneficial.
Yeah, I do.
Okay?
Yeah.
And with the Mercury retrograde, that doesn't help either. So now, what's crossing you have the Six of Swords, okay? The Six of Swords lets me know that you actually have a trip or attempting things through difficulties. Do you understand this?
Mm-hmm.
So, hold on 1 second. They keep showing me a keyboard your guys do. Do you do a lot of typing? Do you have to do a lot of entry work? Okay.
Yes, I'm waiting for it.
Yeah. They're showing me a lot of misspellings and, like, double keys. Like, you're hitting a lot of double keys on accident. Okay.
No, I'm very accurate. That couldn't be me.
Well, that's what they're showing me. So I'm just cautioning you while you're in Mercury retrograde to maybe double-check things, okay? Always, always double-check them, even if it's the word and, okay? Because Mercury retrograde will kind of do that to people, okay?
Do you see,
heads up.
You see work or anything in November, like relationships or?
November, you have the Six of Coins, okay? The Six of Coins is a denotation towards being philanthropic or generous with kindness and gifts either gained through you or for you, okay? So it's actually showing me that you need to be very, very generous to not only yourself but other people in November, all right? And that has a lot of times to do with employment. So, for example, if your boss has asked you to do an extra project, instead of going, well, I don't have time for this, and I'm not sure how I'm going to get that accomplished, and all these sort of things, just look at them and say, you know what? I'll do my best. I'll do my absolute best. Okay? There may be things that people ask of you in November, as far as work is concerned, that you may not want to really do. Okay? But you need to be very generous and kind and try to make it work. Do you understand?
Yeah. If I could just ask, Valentine's Day, will I have a date or will I be alone?
Come on. I can't hear you. Say it again, please.
Valentine's Day, will I have a date or will I be alone?
On Valentine's Day? That's kind of a ways away, but let's see.
Yeah, anything around that week, you know, that week. Will I have somebody or will I be alone?
Let's see. You got the Nine of Swords, okay? So the Nine of Swords is showing me that you actually have quite a bit of concern or despair, unhappiness when it comes to relationships, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Either you just haven't found the type of person that you want to be with, or you have a hard time, you know, keeping someone around, that type of thing. So if it was me,
mm-hmm.
From the looks of this card, I would plan on having a glorious girls' night in with a fantastic bottle of wine and a whole bunch of sappy movies, okay? because they're showing that it would be better off for you to kind of take solace in loving yourself at that time.
Okay.
All right. Is there anything else from anyone else that needs to be read, dear?
Thank you, Mary, for calling in.
Yes, thank you.
Yes, we appreciate it.
Okay, thank you.
Well, we only have about a minute left, so.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Jennifer. I think we'll have to have you on again.
I would love that. That was fun.
Yeah. And I think, and we'll schedule it for a longer time.
Okay.
Thank you to all of our listeners. Thank you to everybody who waited. Apologize we couldn't get to you, but we will have Jennifer on again, and we'd love to have you join us at that time. So all of you have a great night. Thank you so much again, Jennifer.
Yes, thank you, Jan.
Thank you. Blessings to everyone who called
and
in.
We send everyone love and light, and we'll catch you next week. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.